Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to our man. Brian Baldinger joins us every Wednesday on the Marks and Reese Show. And as always, he's brought to you by Indeed. Go to Indeed.com when you're looking to hire somebody. He is a Radio.com sports insider. His name is Mr. Brian Baldinger. Baldy, what's up, brother? How are you?
What's up, Johnny? How you guys doing, man?
Excellent. Up, excellent, excellent, excellent. Hey, Baldy, Jalen Ramsey, he's on the trade block. Rap sheet, your colleague at NFL Network actually said he thinks something could happen on Friday. How good is Jalen Ramsey? Is he worth a reported bounty of maybe 2 second-round picks?
First-round picks, sorry.
Well, I mean, if you looked at the left corner position of the Eagles, I mean, the Falcons attacked it all night. And I think he would be better. I mean, especially if he could play his style. I mean, what the feel right now is he.
See if we can clear that up there, Jack. He's going in and out on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and by the way, Radio.com NFL insider Brian Baldinger brought to you by Indeed.com/hire. That's where you go, Indeed.com/hire. Doing better, Jack? Are we good? Let's try him again. Mr. Baldy?
Yeah, Johnny.
Yes, we got you. Continue.
Yep. Yeah, so, I mean, look, I mean, Jalen wants to be a press cover corner. He wants to travel with the other teams, with Julio Jones and DeAndre Hopkins and Antonio Brown. He wants a chance to shut down the elite receiver of the league. That's how he's using him that way right now in Jacksonville. And that's frustrating to him. That's how he wants to make his name, and that's what his legacy wants to be. Now, you know, he wants to be Darrell Revis of this, you know, modern era right now. That's what he wants to be. That's the style that he'd like to play.
Mm-hmm. Is he that and good?
He's capable of doing it. I mean, look, I've seen him get beat by a lot. I've seen him get beat by AP. I've seen him get beat by Tyreek Hill. But I also see him making a lot of plays, too. So, you know, I mean, that's a lot to ask to go cover half a field where some of these guys run the way that they run. But that he wants, you know, every weekend.
Right. Baldy, Taco Charlton just got released by the Cowboys, according to, I guess, what Jack saw on Twitter. What's the deal? Obviously, the Eagles are looking for help on the line. Why would, I mean, he's first on draft pick in 2017. Would you kick the tires if you were the Eagles?
But who just got released by the Cowboys?
Taco Charlton.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, you know, he's just stiff. He's stiff as a board, and, you know, he's made no impact on that team. And, you know, I watched him in practice this year. I didn't see him beat anybody. I didn't see him beat backup tackles. I mean, he wants out because he wasn't playing, but he wasn't good enough. He wasn't one of the best eight players.
Mm. Well, I mean, and obviously if the Cowboys thought they could use him, he may still be there. Let's look at that game Sunday night between the Eagles and the Falcons, Baldy. Spent a lot of time talking about the quarterback, and I guess we'll get to that at some point. But I know you look at a lot of video, a lot of film of that game. How did you think the offensive line played Sunday night?
Well, they struggled some, Ike. It wasn't all the offensive line. They threw the ball 51 times. They don't have a blocking tight end. They had no strong side run game, and they played from behind almost all games. So they threw it more than they wanted to. And Atlanta's teed off. I mean, Tack McKinley and Dick Beasley and, you know, Claiborne and Grady Jarrett, I mean, they teed off on him, and they got him on a couple twist stunts. You know, I think Carson, it's a combination thing. I think Carson can get rid of the ball sometimes quicker. When he does move, you just can't drift so that, you know, a guy like Jason Peters is going to give up a hit by Vic Beasley when he's got to make control, but the quarterback's drifting, so he gets a hit. Carson takes a lot of hits, period, more than any quarterback trying to, you know, line up for 16 games is going to be able to really survive. I mean, he just got crushed on 5 or 6 plays on Sunday like he has through most of his career, and that's fun to ask. But if they only kept 2 tight ends, Ike, and one of them is hurt, and the only one that can block. So they were limited in by what they could do in the run game. They're limited by any play action. That was non-existent on Sunday. All those things can help. If you've got a tight end that can give you the threat of a guy that can block on the strong side against linebackers and defensive ends. And they were really shortchanged when Goddard couldn't go.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought that up, right? And I agree with you on everything you said. How much did you think it impacted the offense and what Doug wanted to do? He talked about having a game plan surrounded by a lot of 12 personnel, two tight ends, one back, two wide receivers, and he's not able to do that. Not only do you lose the tight end, you lose your two best wide receivers after one series in the game. I guess as a former offensive lineman yourself, how difficult is it for offense to make that adjustment on the fly when you're missing that many pieces?
Well, there's a big trickle-down effect, Ike.
Yeah.
And there was. And because you're asking J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and you're asking Mike Collins to go be your starting wide receivers, and they had to grow up. Like, they got better as their game went on, but you can see that the timing isn't quite there between Carson and those guys. They don't get a lot of the reps, and they haven't gotten a lot of the reps, you know, the way Deshaun and Alshon have. So that was a problem. I thought Matt got better as the game went on. You know, J.J., I think he's going to be a really good player. You know, he's just really green, you know, learning the system. So that's part of it. But I was surprised, to be honest with you, Ike, that they only kept two tight ends. I mean, Doug has been a big three tight end guy. When he won a Super Bowl, that three tight end package was huge in a lot of games. Mm-hmm. And if you watch Frank Reich, what he's doing in Indianapolis, he has three good tight ends. And they use them a lot. And when he only kept two, I felt like Doug must have lost a battle, you know, to somebody else over personnel. Because I know he wants three tight ends. And the fact that we only had two, and, you know, one is hurt pregame, and then the other one, we know what Zach excels at. And, you know, part of that is not being a strong side blocker. I mean, even cutting off on the backside can be tough for Zach sometimes. You're not putting him in a position of strength.
And not to mention, Baldy, when we look at Goddard, he came into the season injured. They shut him down in training camp because of his calf. And I'm with you now that I think about it. You only got two tight ends on the roster. You came into the season with one of the tight ends limping already.
Well, you know those calf injuries, like, you know how they can go, man. They can linger.
Yeah.
I mean, you come back too soon from those things, and that sets you back. And then you have to take extra precaution to not let it happen again. And so then, you know, you're looking at, I don't know how long you're looking at. I don't want to try to, you know, speculate here. But I thought it was a poor decision when I saw him keep only two tight ends. I know Richard Rodgers got hurt in training camp. And I mean, I understand that. But Josh Perkins, whatever. I thought it was a position where they needed more muscle there than what they had.
And that's Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, joins us every Wednesday, our expert in the trenches. And Baldy, last season, first half, we know the Eagles struggled. This season through two games, we know that they've struggled as well. What would your advice be to Doug? What do you think would help get the offense going earlier? Because if this continues this season, they're going to miss out on some games because there's only so many times you can come back in the second half.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's been lethargic, and it's been a problem. It was like that last year when they were 9-7. And so, you know, I mean, look, Doug comes from Andy Reid school of scripting your first 15, and that's not to be taken lightly. You know, you go through those walkthroughs on Friday and Saturday, and you're scripting those first 15 up against anything that can happen, including if you lose your tight end in pregame or if you lose your receivers, and you're going through every possible scenario. No matter what the defense throws at you, you've already rehearsed those plays, depending, you know, a little bit on field position and down and distance. But I mean, I don't know how hard, to be honest with you, they really work at that. But I'd work on really scripting a real good set so that everybody knew what was going on. You're not surprised by anything. And all the alternatives that you could be faced if you lose a tight end. And just going through all the different permutations that could be possible. I'd be working on that really Friday and Saturday so that we got to game time. You just knew exactly what you were going to do, and there was very little indecision.
Right. Yeah, would you agree that once Doug gets going in the flow of the game, that's really his strength, and right now maybe the first 15 isn't a strength of the team or him?
I would agree with that, Johnny. I think the one great thing about Doug, and this is not something a lot of coaches have, he is a great collaborator all game long, just taking in information, whether it's from Mike Rowe or, you know, whether it's Jeff, you know, Stoutland, or whether it's, you know, Carson. I mean, he's good at taking in information and then getting the right formation, the right play, and getting all that out. I mean, he's just very calm game day and thinking on his feet. That's the strength of Doug. And, you know, maybe they should really go back to some of the Andy Reid school. And not saying that they don't. I'm not sure that they do. I just know the emphasis that Andy always had on it. He could tell me or Ike down the field pregame, we're going to Deshaun up top first play.
Right.
Play action. You keep it under your hat, but we're going for this home run right away. And, you know, I mean, it's something that Andy's still really good at. And of course, he got a great quarterback, but I mean, it's something that he still is really emphatic about.
Yep. No doubt about it. Baldy, yeah, even with the injuries, and we know Deshaun's not likely to play, I'd be surprised if you had both Dallas and Alshon out there. This is still should be a win for the Eagles.
Well, it should be, except that Detroit played really well last week, and they played well for three quarters against Arizona, and then Kyler Murray just lit them up in the fourth quarter to force that tie. But you got to look real closely at that lineup right now and how they're playing. They're a different team. Especially with Hockenson at tight end right now. They haven't had a tight end like that, and I don't know, maybe since Matt Stafford's been there. They just haven't had a guy that can run routes like that and can block and do all those things. They're a little bit different right now than what you've been. I think the offensive line is really improved. They're going to battle them for sure.
All right, there he is. Baldy, what is on your agenda for this football weekend? Where are you starting up and where are you ending?
Well, I've got a game out. I got a college game out on the West Coast on Saturday, and then I'm doing the 49ers Steelers game on Sunday. So I'm heading west.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That sounds good there.
All right.
Hold on. Is that game in San Francisco or in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, no, it's out there at Levi Stadium.
Okay.
2-0 49ers and the 0-2 Steelers with Mason Rudolph at quarterback.
Oh, it's even easy traveling weekend compared to normal, huh, Baldy?
It actually is, John. It's a real departure.
Well, good. Enjoy it. Enjoy Napa Valley out there. I know you love it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Right, there he is, Baldy. Mm-hmm. So there you go. And we talked about this with the script, the first 15 scripted plays, and Baldy said maybe they got to work harder at it. Maybe they got to really pound it into them with attention to detail. I don't know what they do, but you can link it between Frank Reich leaving and now it's a struggle to where 2017 when Frank and John DeFilippo were there. They came out faster.
Well, I got a bigger issue. I mean, the Dallas Goedert calf thing isn't going to go away unless he – you think about it. He had a chance to rest for 3 weeks. They shut him down in preseason. He barely made it through the first game.
Yep.
They threw one ball to him, I believe, in the first game.
Yep, no doubt.
Second game, you can't even make it out. You can't even make it to the start of the game. So you may have to shut him down. I don't know, longer?
Yep.
So that he can get healthy.
We'll see. Mike Vick's coming up at 4:30. We'll ask Mike about specifically. Listen, he wasn't Carson Wentz, but he was a guy that his athletic ability it caused him injuries. You know, it's the fact that he could do so much cost him some games because of that. Mike Vick and what he would do if he was on the Eagles right now.
Yeah, we know what the hell he would do. Did it.
Yeah, the Miracle in the Meadowlands game. That was the game where they had no
That's
chance
not
unless Mike
unless
Vick.
He's a pocket quarterback.
No. Well, that's where he said, the hell with it, I'm winning this game.
Yeah.
And he did. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese coming up. Doug Peterson being short about Carson practicing today. We'll play the sound coming up next. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. But, hey, listen, are we talking DraftKings again? Let's talk DraftKings again. I was just looking up the line for the Philadelphia baseball team tonight. That's right. Kind of like them again, the home team. But right now, baseball's winding down. Football's kicking into high gear. Hockey and basketball right around the corner. It doesn't get any better than this. And DraftKings Sportsbook is wanting you to get in on the action with their best offer yet. For a limited time, all users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. America's top-rated sportsbook app, that's DraftKings Sportsbook. Football season's underway, and they have some great promotions running all month long. This week, DraftKings is running a special NFL insurance promo. Bet on a team to win if they score at least 24 points. Your bet is safe. DraftKings will credit back your wager even if your team goes on to lose. So head to DraftKings.com/Philly right now, and for a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users who sign up at DraftKings.com/Philly will get a risk-free bet up to $200. Don't forget DraftKings.com/Philly for all new and existing users to claim your special offer. Only DraftKings Sportsbook, make it rain. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires 25 times playthrough.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.